This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. This Sunday is Easter, a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. It changes every year, as Easter always falls on the first Sunday after a full moon, between March 22nd and April 25th, approximately. This Christian holy day is marked by cherished traditions that bring joy, comfort, warmth, and a continuity between generations. The beautiful trumpet-shaped white flowers of the Easter lily, or Lilium longiflorum, symbolize purity, hope, and life, the spiritual essence of Easter, a time of renewal. When choosing an Easter lily, look for one in various stages of budding. You'll get to enjoy the flowers for longer. Find the plant with the most dense, all deep green foliage and check for pests. If you see any eggs or webbing or brown spots, put that plant back. Also, choose a plant that is only 2 times as tall as the plant it's in. If the plant's any larger, it's likely stressed. You've selected the best one. Now, what's the best way to care for your Easter lily? You may want to wear a sweater to save your lilies, as they like it a little cool, between 60 and 65 degrees. They also prefer bright light, but out of direct sunlight. If your lily is wrapped in foil, punch a couple of holes in the bottom and place it on a saucer. This enables the excess water to drain. Speaking of water, water your lily when the soil surface is dry. Let the water drain out the bottom and get rid of what's left in the saucer. When your flowers open, remove the yellow anthers before the pollen starts to shed. This prevents the pollen from staining those pretty white flowers and will also prolong its life. I have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com, including planting it outdoors. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.